Welcome to WFUV's Take 5, interviews and performances from our New York studios. Learn more about us at WFUV.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Bose. Bose sound in a portable iPod speaker system. Learn more about the SoundDock portable music system at Bose.com.
After, you know, going to music school and where accuracy is valued so highly, it's nice to kind of put yourself in situations where you can choke easily.
Once Andrew Bird starts assembling a song on stage, there's no turning back. And he has yet to do so on record either, releasing his expansive 10th album, Armchair Apocrypha. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Making a violin out of a Cracker Jack box at age 4 can lead in a variety of directions. But for Chicago's Andrew Bird, it began a path of musical curiosity and innovation that continues today. Now, having moved beyond cardboard, violin, glockenspiel, guitar, and voice form the artistic arsenal that Andrew layers together all at once, all on his own. And the songs on his latest CD are as much poetry as cinema as a result. Two other essentials to the Andrew Bird sound are looping and whistling. And during the one-man band's chat with Claudia Marshall at FUV, he did his best to explain their roles.
At what point did you start using loops?
About 4 or 5 years ago. It wasn't for live performance. It was more like violin is a linear instrument. You can play double stops, but you can't really hear like full string sections unless you use a little help from technology. This is like instant gratification. Sometimes walking across the room and pressing play and record on a tape recorder is too deliberate, but this is like, you know, I press a button and I turn this linear instrument into like a chordal instrument. So it was like a way to demo ideas, and then I started using it live. But mainly, it's a very intuitive device, and it's like, as long as it stays alive and stays dangerous, it's good. We try to stay away from any canned sounds.
Nature showed that ridges of a day was down, heart intuition say. We were all basically alone, despite what all the studies had shown. What's mistaken for closeness is just a case for mitosis. Should fatal doses of malcontent to osmosis. But why did some show no mercy while I was a painfully shy? Doctor, can you quantify? Cause listen, he just wants to know the reason why.
Obviously, you're a classically trained violinist, but how did you learn to whistle like that?
I just do it all the time. Like, if you hung out with me for a day, it would drive you crazy. It's just the first way that melodies escape from my head.
So it just comes very naturally to you?
Yeah, I have a kind of a weird omnidirectional tongue that helps me create certain shapes, you know, so it might be somewhat predisposed.
This isn't a song, this isn't even a musical, isn't that too long to be a whale in a cubicle. Now's in a cuticle. Chin-chin. Chin-chin.
Andrew Bird performing Plasticities, live at WFUV. To hear more from Andrew Bird and many other artists, visit the online archives at WFUV.org. Take 5 is produced by Sarah Wardrop.